Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times. Now then, hang on to them hats and glasses.
Quiet, we're on the air.
This is a Kitty Pod production. The Keep It To Yourself podcast is recorded on the ancestral lands of both the Mohawk and Mohican tribes.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Jimmy Carl Black. I'm the Indian of the group.
The Keep It To Yourself podcast is produced and recorded by a real-life human being for other real-life human beings. Though I hope one of these days we can replace this host with ChatGPT.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Hey, man!
Welcome to episode number 206 of the Keep It To Yourself podcast, the most above-average podcast ever to hit your ear holes. My name, of course, is Jason Bullitt.
The regulator, innovator, dominator, creator, a theta, pussy, imitator, assassinator, baby.
I demand the hour, the member of the power, too sweet to be sour.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
I'm your friend.
That's right, it's me, Smokey Bear.
Gosh, what a neat guy.
The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
Baby, baby.
And I'm coming to you once again from the rolling hills of Saratoga County, New York. Recording this about mid-March 2024. The day I record this, we started daylight savings time. So I had a heck of a time yesterday and before I went to bed last night trying to get the clock set ahead. And like that, too. I've had a lot of stuff happen to me since last I spoke and you listened. It seemed pretty long time since I did that. So we'll get into it in just a moment. But let me get my social media in while I still have a chance. You can follow this podcast on Instagram, instagram.com/keepittoyourselfpodcast, or I can just say at keepittoyourselfpodcast. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/KITYS podcast. I don't know why I did that years ago. You can also email the show, the world's loneliest email, KITYpod@gmail.com. So there you have it right there. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, if we had ourselves a few weeks or longer than that, since the last time I decided to cast the pods. A lot of stuff happened to me. We'll get into the Super Bowl in a little bit detail in Jason's Sports Corner. We're getting to what's usually an exciting time of year for sports fans the world over, at least here in the United States of America. NCAA basketball tournament coming up, men's and women's. But we're going to start at the beginning, the little Super Bowl party, but we'll get to that shortly. Chowder Fest was in Saratoga. This episode is going to be the vanity portion, the whole shooting match. I apologize for not speaking to you sooner. All right, now that we got that out the way, we can finally get on with it. Hey, you haven't heard from me for a long time, haven't you? I'll bet you that felt good. It sure did. Trust me. All right, back to the lecture at hand. Chowder Fest 2024. Unseasonably mild weather for the event. Thank you, climate change, and probably El Nino if we had to suss things out there. Now, what I wanted to do originally was avoid town because I knew, I had a hunch that despite the weather, if it wasn't completely shitty out, you know, there was going to be a big crowd. Then I turned on the news the following night. They had the biggest turnout for this event in downtown Saratoga Springs in the entire history of this event. Man, I don't know how many people exactly turned out, but I knew downtown was going to be just complete gonzo, banana lands. You know, especially if we get into the afternoon. So we say, nah, we're just going to forego eating in town. But then I found out on the local news here that there was this vocational school in Saratoga that was going to take part in Chowder Fest, but they were going to do it in front of the building, have the culinary students sample three types of chowder. At least you get to sample and they cooked them. And their intent was originally to let those who were unable to go downtown for one reason or another, you know, mainly for the disabled and the mobility challenged among us, they can get to participate too. I decided to participate because I didn't want to fight the crowds. That was point number one right there. So me and this friend of mine, Lindsay, we were going to go to this truck stop, a little diner there. Why, I don't know, but couldn't find parking. Oh, it was probably the weekend, you know, nice weather and whatnot. So we went to a chain of diners, not a sponsor. I won't mention them there. Had a nice lunch, so we weren't completely bereft of diner food. Then we decided, we're going to polish it off with some chili. I had the buffalo chicken, and I forgot what Lindsay had. Both our chowders tasted good. So what you did there is you just drove in. You went in one way, went out the other. So like single file, you gave them the money. Then you pulled up some more. They gave you the chowder. You ate right there in the car. Well, you had to pull off somewhere, obviously, so you didn't hold everybody else up. Wasn't that big of a crowd. I was expecting quite a long line, but I was surprised how easy it was to get in and get out. Then, of course, had to pull up to these two waste baskets further up in the parking lot so we could dispose of our refuse, and then we just got on our merry way. Well, this was Super Bowl weekend, or the big game, really. I hope the NFL isn't listening. I'm going to get sued. I don't have that big of an audience, so I'm safe. Well, it was the day of the 58th annual big American football game of great importance. I went out to my friend Dave's house in Albany for the festivities. Got there right about the time they were getting ready to sing America the Beautiful. Now, I decided instead of spending money of going into a store and, you know, getting like a, you know, thing, tray of cookies or whatnot, I decided to make something. I found this recipe sometime before last Christmas of these things called Hello Dolly cookies. I grew up with them, or at least during my college days, they were called Magic Bars. But I didn't know they had a second name called Hello Dolly cookies. Now what you do, I found this recipe online. I mean, somebody posted it on a Facebook group that wasn't necessarily about cooking. It was like broadcasting memorabilia. Okay, I took the screenshot from a YouTube video. I just found the recipe there. Now, this was 1972 was printed, so I was thinking, well, I don't think the recipe called for using butter spray in the bottom of the Pyrex. You just melt butter right there in the pan. Well, I made the mistake of using both the pan, melting the butter and the pan butter spray. And also, I used evaporated milk rather than sweetened condensed milk. The cookies turned out all right, but they were moister than I would have liked. So, well, it's one big process. If I do it a third time, I'll know to use either or with the butter spray or the stick of butter. Or, you know, just use the, and also use the sweetened condensed milk rather than the evaporated stuff. Well, it didn't spoil my enjoyment of the party. It was kind of the old game here as we get into a little Jason Sports Corner. We'll talk more sports in just a little bit, so you are forewarned. But back to the lecture at hand yet again. It was kind of a dull game. It was 10-0 San Francisco by the time halftime hit. Usher got yours truly in the time machine and sent me back to my college days. I direct messaged a friend of mine from my college days on Facebook, and I asked her the same thing. I even went to my college's alumni Facebook group, and I asked them the same question because these were people mostly I went with whom I shared 4 years of campus and got to listen to that music. That was part of my DNA in that time. But anyway, great halftime show. I think it's some of the best they've had in a while. Some of the things have just been, the commercials were all right. Well, I typically leave at the end of the third quarter mainly because I have work in the morning. I've always held that the day after the Super Bowl should be a paid holiday for everybody. Or you can just play the darn thing on Saturday. Or, if you insist on playing Sunday, just move it to President's Day weekend. I know you'll run afoul of the Daytona 500. You'll force them to have the earlier start time. But, hey, you know, anything to work off the hangover of the food coma. Or both. Or celebrate your team winning. Or if your team loses, you could probably just drink away your sorrows. But, anyway, I got ahead of myself there. I'm going to say that things got bonkers after the other third quarter. So I listened on Sirius XM. Kevin Harlan was on the call, one of my favorite sportscasters of all time. Called the action. The whole fourth quarter, I was just listening to that on the way home. And then for the second time in the big game's history, we needed an overtime session to decide the winner. Kansas City took advantage of the 49ers not knowing the new postseason overtime rules. And the Kansas City Chiefs won it in the dying seconds of the extra session. And congratulations to everybody in Chiefs Kingdom. I believe this is their third Super Bowl win in four attempts this decade. Wow, we got a dynasty going here. Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid. I predicted there was a snogfest between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I had that. I thought Travis Kelce would win the MVP, but instead it went to Pat Mahomes, and deservedly so. Then we had the parade 3 days later in Kansas City, and right at the end there was that shooting that went on, and pretty sad that somebody died, and pretty sad that it happened in the first place. We're just numb to it all. I hate to go off on another tangent, but there you have it. So, you know, parade was all fun until the shots started ringing out, and it was just utter chaos and sadness from then on. So, hate to end the football season on a sad note, but there you have it. Well, to recreational activities, this is a little tradition of mine too. I have a friend of mine from one of my old workplaces, and our tradition for the last decade or so, well, most of it, if it wasn't a pandemic going on, is that the Sunday afternoon after the Super Bowl, we decided to go bowling. Now, sometimes we have lunch in this little bar and grill. Other times, we don't. The former was certainly in play here because, well, I knew it was a holiday weekend. You know, a lot of parties, kids, families, school holiday too, mind you. It was midwinter break for the kids that week. I really enjoyed that, I'll bet. And it was that time. I said, all right, well, if it's going to be about an hour's wait for a lane, let's just have lunch. Well, we had a great lunch. I had a flatbread pizza. I forget what Tony had. I think he had a burger of some sort. We both paid the bills there. And then we still waited for a lane to open up. They said, well, we'll just send you a text. And when a lane opens up, you go pick up your shoes and then just have fun chucking them down the alley. So we're just sitting there. It was like Chris Schenkel and Bo Burton Jr., commenting on the bowling going on where we were going to be. So we waited for about a few minutes more, a little while. Then we decided to play one game. Normally we like to do two games, but we were on a bit of a time crunch, so we kept it to one game. I'll tell you why that was in just a moment. So, well, we weren't exactly setting the world on fire in our one game, and Tony smoked me by a good margin, but we had fun, and that's what counts. So I took him back to his place and did a little shopping, and that was it. More to come right after this.
See that bear lapping up that good old country water? Sure makes a big hairy guy like me thirsty. That's when I wrap my lips around a tall, sweaty, edible bottle of good old country Bear Whiz beer. As my daddy said, son, it's in the water. That's why it's yellow. Bear Whiz beer.
Bear Whiz beer, liquid product of Andrew Bearwood's Brewery, Animal, Missouri.
What in the wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, folks, you haven't heard this segment in a long time. It's Jason's Sports Corner. And I know that sports isn't everybody's back, but those of you listening, if you're in that camp, just feel free to scrub forward to the next part of the episode. I talked Super Bowl just moments ago, and well, there are some other doings in the world of sports that I want to talk about right here. First up, we're going into the NCAA tournament. I got a remark on Caitlin Clark. Hey, that rhymes. For those of you who don't know, Caitlin Clark is this basketball player at the University of Iowa, women's basketball player. She is just became a phenomenon about last year or so. Well, her senior season at Iowa, she's been breaking all sorts of records. She's now the leading scorer in NCAA Division I basketball, men's or women's, either division. She broke Steph Curry's three-point record when he was at Davidson. You heard of him. And she's just been shooting the lights out, man. People have been coming in droves to see her play. What a phenomenon she has been. And she recently declared for the WNBA draft. So she's going to go pro after this season's over, whenever it may be. Iowa just recently won the Big Ten Conference, so they're going to go get an automatic bid into the women's NCAA basketball tournament. So that has been something to see. I haven't been able to see it live, but from what I've heard, oh boy, I can't wait to see her in the NCAA tournament. Iowa could be, I wouldn't say they're the hot favorites. You have like powerhouses like UConn and South Carolina and Stanford. You know, yeah, it's going to take some doing for the Lady Hawkeyes to get an NCAA title and really send Caitlin Clark off into the next chapter of her career. So there's that. Speaking of basketball, I want to keep it a hoops. I have to talk the NBA All-Star Weekend. I did not watch 1 second of the All-Star game. I heard it was just as bad, if not worse, than last year's was. No defense whatsoever. They said, well, we're going to try and fix it. Turns out, nope. You're lying to us, Adam Silver. How dare you, sir? So there's that. I did watch the All-Star Weekend up to after the three-point contest. I pre-recorded because I was flipping between that and the NHL Stadium Series, a whole weekend of games at MetLife Stadium. The first game was the Saturday night one. That was the New Jersey Devils hosting Philadelphia. It was kind of an average game, so not as good a curtain raiser. But boy, oh boy, the Sunday game. Hockey won the weekend, I'll tell you, because, you know, yeah, the All-Star game is boring as all hell. It is what it is. The Daytona 500, I was going to watch that weekend after I got home from going bowling with my friend Tony. But that got rained out. It was going to be run the next day, and it was. Didn't watch 1 second of that. Hockey won the weekend. If you were Gary Bettman in the NHL, National Hockey League, you had yourself quite the weekend. Especially with a humdinger of a game between the New York Rangers and the New York Islanders. Also at MetLife Stadium that afternoon, the Rangers taking an overtime 6-5. And Matt Rempe, this kid with the Rangers, scores a goal. And the next thing you know, like they drop the puck for the next shift. And all of a sudden, he and this Islanders player are going at it. A real heavyweight tilt. And my goodness, he really made a difference for this Rangers team. So there's that. Well, that's all I have to say for sports. So cue Tom Servo. And this has been Jason Sports Corner. You're welcome, America. All right, folks, we've made it to the end of the episode. But before we leave, I got some pod shout-outs here I want to take care of. First up, GFA Live, greetings from Allentown. Peter Winston and Keith Langston live watch episode of WWF Superstars from July 8th, 1989. You can follow Pete and his podcast on Twitter at GF Allentown Pod and check out his YouTube channel as well. The sportscaster Steve Bennett welcomed three guests for his most recent episode. Andrew Marchand, now The Athletic. Brent Martin to talk about his new book about The Sopranos, which premiered on HBO 25 years ago. Hard to believe, my goodness. And also for a finale, Adrian Dater to talk all things Colorado Avalanche. You can follow the podcast and Steve on Twitter at sports_casters and on Instagram at thesportscasters. 24-inch podcast return. Steve, his daughter Paula, and Dave Rollins talked Hulk Hogan and his three matches against Don Morocco in 1985. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at 24_inch_pod and Instagram at 24inchpodcast. The Loyal Littles podcast, congratulations to Chuck and Roxy on their 300th episode. They welcome one of the bigs, Leon Harris. But they also welcome Marissa Paul for the next episode to kick off Women's History Month. You can follow Chuck and Roxy and their podcast on Twitter at Loyal Littles Pod and on Instagram at The Loyal Littles Podcast. It is also 1 in 36 from the Anderson Center for Autism down there in the Hudson Valley of New York. Eliza Bezinski talked to Beth Pogue from the Westchester Institute for Human Development. You can follow the Anderson Center on Twitter at Anderson Autism and on Instagram at Anderson Center for Autism. Check those podcasts out too. And also the Lawrence Ross Show from Huntsville, Alabama. Follow my mans on social media at Blind Lawrence. As for this Dog and Pony Show, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. For now, Google Podcasts. That's probably going to be gone by the time this episode drops. So enjoy it while you can there. Overcast, and other platforms. Well, a good number of them anyway. Okay, a few of them. If said podcatcher has review and or rating capabilities, do yours truly a huge solid, a little pot of gold at the end of this rainbow as we're recording this close to St. Patrick's Day. For a 5-star rating and a good write-up, thanks in advance for all that. And so we're going to wrap up episode 206 of the Keep It To Yourself podcast. I thank you as ever for listening. Truly appreciate the support. Oh, forgot. Speaking of support, you can throw a few rugs my way. I know money's tight these days with inflation and all. Before I go, it's www.buymeacoffee.com/keepittoyourselfpodcast. I think that's it. I don't know offhand, but you can look in the show notes, just tap on the link and you're good to go. I truly appreciate the support one way or the other. And spread the word too. Word of mouth always helps. It's not the be-all, end-all. All right, I'm done talking. I'll talk to you next time. Hopefully it won't be too long. Again, apologies for the long delay. I'll talk to you again next time. And as always, and above all else, wait for it. Wait for it. Keep smiling. Otis lives.
Clavin, wake up. The show's over.
Oh, yeah. Kick it.
Be tempered in God's domain.